In the name of our triune God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Several years ago, I had a dentist appointment a week or so before Christmas, and as I was leaving the office, my dentist said to me, "Have a happy holiday." And I responded back to him, "Have a Merry Christmas." I was completely out the door when I remembered my dentist was Jewish. Did I commit a faux pas wishing him a Merry Christmas? That question was addressed by an author who wrote books on etiquette. The author was Judith Martin, and she went by the pen name Ms. Manners. Her best-selling book was called Ms. Manners' Guide to Excruciatingly Proper Behavior. According to Ms. Manners, Merry Christmas has become generally accepted as just a polite form of greeting at this time of year without any particular religious meaning or significance attached to it. One should not take a Merry Christmas wish too personally or too seriously, or so says Ms. Manners. That's a sad but accurate comment on society today. Another author, George Will, once wrote, "It is the characteristic of American capitalism to detain rebels and to turn them into consumer goods." He was writing about the Rolling Stones. But in this one isolated case, what's true of Mick Jagger is true of Jesus Christ. How the scandalous little babe of Bethlehem and his infamous birth have been stripped of their religious meaning and Christianity turned into just a festival of consumerism. Jesus was not born wealthy. His parents were not part of society's elite. The very night he was born, his parents had to seek shelter. And there were many rumors about Mary's possible infidelity. Totally scandalous in its reality, but over the years, the Christmas story has been sanitized and domesticated. Christmas has been diluted to the point where it no longer packs a spiritual punch. In fact, it appears devoid of any real meaning at all, hence the shallow Merry Christmas wishes. Saying Merry Christmas should mean more to us as a Christian than it does to the rest of the world. Merry Christmas doesn't just mean have a happy December 25th. When we say Merry Christmas, we are talking about a deep spiritual joy. It is a prayerful expression of our hope for God's grace and peace, which broke into our world when Jesus was born, and we hope will soon rule all in all. I served with a pastor in Washington, D.C., who had a parishioner who was a high-ranking diplomat. He invited the senior pastor to attend a Christmas party at one of the foreign embassies. At the party was a woman working her way through the crowd, taking obvious delight in meeting as many famous and important people as she could, and there were many there. She introduced herself to the pastor and asked what he did. When he told her that he was a Lutheran parish pastor, she said, "How sweet," and quickly moved on. As pastors of the church, we are called upon to do many things: preach, teach, baptize, marry, bury the dead, and comfort and counsel the sick and bereaved. Sometimes I've felt great joy doing these things, and sometimes I've felt great sadness. But I have never felt sweet or quaint or cute. The church meets people at the most important, the most pivotal, and often the rawest points of their lives. Worship is not quaint. Counseling is not sweet. You don't find cute and quaint in hospitals, hospices, and funeral homes. Gospel ministry is serious business. It's about life and death, and so is Christmas. Luther looked at the everyday church members of his time and place, and he was angered that so many of them knew virtually nothing about Christian faith, and many times what they thought they knew was wrong, despite their being baptized. We wonder, in our time and place, how many people will be celebrating Christmas this evening who don't really know our Savior and don't know what his birth means. One voice piercing the silence, one voice who had an understanding of what the birth of Jesus meant, was his mother's Mary. Living in a world perhaps as devoid of religious meaning as ours, living as a young woman caught up in an unimaginable set of circumstances, Mary found hope and witnessed to her faith in God's goodness. Her simple response to the angel, "I am the Lord's servant, may it be with me as you have said," is the perfect example of trusting faith that we all should emulate. Often this month, we've talked and written about how this time of year can be very emotionally trying for some people, especially those who have recently lost a loved one or who harbor bad memories from the Christmases of their youth. The anger or depression or ambivalence many of us are feeling is exacerbated by the spiritual vacuum we live in. The emptiness of our commercialized and over-secularized holiday season drives us to despair. A while back, there was a radio advertisement for a shopping mall at Christmas. It invited their listeners to remember a time when if you were just very good and just believed hard enough, you could have anything you wanted. What are the theological implications of that? We all want respect and recognition, but can we ever be good enough? We want peace of mind. We want to be loved. But can we ever believe hard enough to make them happen? The really important things in life, true love, peace with God, living with meaning and purpose, can't be bought in any store. If we worship materialism on Amazon, we might come away with a porch full of packages, but an empty spirit. What holiday glitz seems to promise always fails us. We hum along with the Christmas music, but we know deep down inside that Jesus' birth has got to mean something more than reindeer and snow. Into that void comes the Christ. He wasn't much to look at 2,000 years ago, just a little baby in a manger. And he really isn't much to look at now either. Bread and wine on an altar, words read and spoken, a ragtag bunch of soldiers of the church. Yet within Christ is what will satisfy our hunger for something spiritually solid, something that will fill our deepest longings, something that will satisfy your innermost need, which is love. In Christ, there is hope. Mary knew that. Hope that the lowly, the lame, even the dead will be raised up. Hope that we will be blessed. If we focus our attention on that hope, if we focus on Christ and his love, then we will be ready to celebrate the joy that Jesus' birth brings. That's what we've been doing this Advent season. Once we have been touched by the love made manifest in Christ's incarnation, then all of our Christmases will be indeed merry. And our saying Merry Christmas to others will be both an affirmation of our faith and a prayer that everyone we meet might know the salvation that we have received, the salvation that Jesus was born to bring. Amen.